My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Justin Verlander officially going to have a rehab start in Sugar Land. He's probably going to make 2 rehab starts, Figgy. It's a very good sign, obviously, because he's actually going to be out there. Nothing to hide. No reports from the Astros and all that. He's going to be out there. But I started asking myself, like, what do I really expect from Justin Verlander? So 2 rehab starts, which means it'll probably be late next week at the earliest that he could start for the Astros. So that's the third week of August. My expectations for Justin Verlander have completely changed. Like I feel like, give me 5 1/3, you know, give up 2 or 3 runs and let's see what this offense can do.
Yeah, me too. I don't really look at Justin Verlander as the savior because a couple years ago, I would have been like, all right, he got to come back and be that ace.
Yeah.
I don't really look at him as that ace. I just need him. At this point, I need everybody on the staff to just give me 5 innings.
Yeah.
Just give me 5 innings and then let's give it over to the bullpen. And that's the same thing with Justin Verlander. If I think he could give you 5. I think he could be
I think
he could be that sneaky pitcher that will give you maybe 7 innings.
Yeah.
He'd give you 6-7 innings. And then, you know, I'm not looking for a complete game from him. He's 55 years old. If you could give me 5 innings.
Yeah.
And you surprised me with 7 innings. That's a great thing.
That's what I'm talking about. Like I'm not saying he doesn't have it in him. Like I fully expect, like, if he goes 5 1/3, 5 2/3, you know, whatever, and then hands it over to the bullpen, to me that's a win. But I also expect him every once in a while, because it's in him, and maybe he's feeling good that day. Maybe he has a particular pitch working that day.
He might be in the 8th inning.
7 1/3.
He might go into
the 8th inning, go into the 9th inning maybe. He's got it in him.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can count on it like every out. Just give me 5 plus.
Yeah, whenever he go out there, I'm not looking at, Cy Young.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, this is Justin Verlander. If you could get us through 5, that would be great.
Yeah.
But if you feeling it and you going through the 7th and you say, I want to go back out there, I'm
here
good.
For it.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
I'm here for it. And they've done such a good job, and it's different guys every time. That's why I like it. They've done such a good job of, like, all of a sudden they need they did it in their last game. They need a good long outing out of someone, and they freaking get it. Because the bullpen has been taxed.
Yeah.
And so they've done such a good job of, like, whether it's Arrigetti or Hunter Brown or whomever, like, dude, they sure did use their bullpen the last couple of days. They could use a good outing. Boom, they get it. So that's what we need out of Verlander.
Exactly.
You know?
And I think and anybody else, honestly, outside of Verlander, I'm not counting on them to get 7 to 8 innings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you could get us 5, let's give it to the bullpen and let them do their thing.
Yeah.
But Verlander, I'm kind of expecting the same thing, but it's cherries on top. It's a couple extra cherries on top if he could get you 7 innings, 8 innings, and, you know, maybe once in a while a complete game.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the good thing about having a Verlander like that. You're not really looking for Cy Young Verlander.
No.
But just a solid, average Verlander.
And then surprise us every once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Red Sox in Boston tonight. Tomorrow and Sunday, then they come home. They go to Tampa Bay for a couple of games, and they'll go from there. Here's what we're looking for, because I keep saying this, and I don't mean to sound like a broken record. Like, it starts now where, you know, they're gonna make hay, or maybe, you know, fall back to the pack a little bit, or fall behind the Mariners or whatever. The Red Sox have been on an absolute tear offensively lately. Like, since the All-Star break, they're averaging 6.5 runs a game. That's the best in Major League Baseball. So all that stuff we're talking about with the starting pitchers, this is the test starts right now with them, because this offense is going for Boston.
Yeah, and if they could get us through five innings and that our offense pick up, the Astros offense pick up, I feel a lot confident, but definitely I feel like the Red Sox are a test.
Yeah.
Because that's a good offensive team. And
a lot of teams are testing them lately.
Yeah. And right now we have a pitcher staff that, quite frankly, I didn't think was going to be this good.
Mm-hmm.
You got Eric Geddy. I didn't even know who the hell he was until this season. And he's still hanging in there, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got Blanco, who is, you know, was a surprise to everybody.
Yeah.
He's in there. So I think if these guys can hold down the fort, and at least I'm not saying get a sweep or anything like that, but if they could come out of there with, you know, two wins out of the series, or
yeah, that's all you need.
Not get swept.
All these good teams, just try to get two.
Yeah.
Try to get two. Now, it's funny because, like I say, like, we're gonna find out if this pitching is for real against a really good offense against Boston, and then they go from there, and the Orioles are on the schedule and everything else. We're also gonna find out if this offense that has been struggling, although they came around a little bit at the end of the Rangers series, can snap out of it. Because as good offensively as the Red Sox have been since the All-Star break, their pitching has been bad. Like you know, they have the highest runs per contest since the All-Star break. Well, their pitching has an ERA of 5.96. Their pitching has taken a dip. So the offense could get well here. So which is it going to be? Is the offense going to get well? Are you going to outscore them? Or is this pitching going to prove itself against the Red Sox? I'll take both. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think it's very important because I think it's a big possibility that the Red Sox could get to the to the Astros pitching.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is the time where the offense got to step in and just try to outscore them, man.
Yeah.
Just take advantage of the Red Sox pitching and just let it rain on them, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because they depended on these pitchers a lot the last week.
They got to eat against this pitcher.
Yeah, they got it. They got to step up now and take over.
Because I as much as they've been pitching well, like I said, that Red Sox offense is pretty dang good.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.